Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Die by the Sword podcast. Before we get into this episode, we do have a quick word from John about our sponsor.
Support for Die by the Sword podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Shaving your jewels doesn't have to be risky business anymore, thanks to the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This trimmer is all about keeping things smooth and safe, so you can trim with confidence. Treat your boys down there and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com to get 20% off plus free shipping with code DBTS. With Manscaped, it's easy grooming, no surprises. Now, as you all know, I play a cat in Die by the Sword podcast. But in real life, I'm also a pretty hairy guy. So one of the things that I have used is the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra from Manscaped. Now, one of the things that this has, which is nice, it has a new foil blade to go smooth wherever I need to go smooth, which is occasionally something I need to do. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code DBTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code DBTS at manscaped.com. Go ahead, show your balls some love, and feel free as a dove. It's pretty cool.
Thank you, John. And now, as always, we would also like to thank Sword Coast Soundscapes for those awesome ambient sounds you hear throughout our show. You can find more of his stuff at youtube.com/swordcoastsoundscapes. We'd also like to thank Midnight Syndicate for the use of their music. You can find more of their stuff at www.midnightsyndicate.com. You can also check out our website at www.diebytheswordpodcast.com or reach out to us at any time at diebytheswordpodcast@gmail.com. All right, let's get into this week's episode. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Hey.
So, what's everyone been up to?
Well, it's been Valentine's Day. It's also been Super Bowl Sunday. It's been my birthday. All of those things have happened since the last time we met.
What'd you do for your birthday?
So, I went to a very nice dinner, and that was sort of all I really wanted for my birthday was, like, okay, like, do the nice dinner, celebrate the moment, and then, like, move on to other stuff. I went with some people to go to Mobile, Alabama, which is apparently the birthplace of Mardi Gras, which I did not know. And so we ended up spending the weekends in Mobile celebrating Mardi Gras, which was it's a very intense experience there. Like, they go all, like, it's essentially like a whole year, like, lead up to, like, Mardi Gras season for them. And then the week leading up to Fat Tuesday, like, they're having three parades every day.
Oh, wow.
Like, kids are, like, taking off school for the parade. Like, parents are taking off from work to do the parade. The floats are incredibly ornate, over the top. And then it's, like, float, ban, float, ban, float, ban. Practically, like, I don't want to say that they're sprinting down the road, but they are definitely, like, going at a brisk pace. And they're not just like, oh, here, have a singular bead necklace or whatever. They're grabbing necklace beads by the handful and then overhand throwing them into the crowd. So, like, you're not paying attention. Like, you can full on get busted in the face with, like, a moon pie or something like that. Like, it is, it is straight chaos there, but it was absolutely a ton of fun. And I highly recommend anyone and everyone to go. And it, like, it's not necessarily like a lot of debauchery. I would say, like, New Orleans sort of, you know, expects Mardi Gras to be, but it is an absolute blast. So, highly recommend.
I'm always up for a moon pie.
So what's everybody else been up to?
Did anyone do anything fun for Valentine's Day?
Nope.
Oh, my really. Gosh. Solid silence from everybody.
I went to dinner at a new restaurant. This is new for me. It's a Texas Mediterranean fusion type place. They call it Tex-Med.
Over Firewheel?
Yes, yes. It was actually really, really good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I haven't been there in a long time.
Oh, the dessert was to die for. I mean, oh my God, it was great. But the food was really good.
I went to see Madame Web.
How was it?
Terrible. So bad.
I have not heard good things about it.
I'll see it again, probably.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, no, it's really bad. It's like the Room of superhero movies.
Oh, wow.
Wait, would you watch it again for real? Is it like bad, so bad it's like kind of fun or funny, or just
bad? It is in parts, and then it drags out so long in other parts that you get bored. But yeah, the memes I've seen of it are accurate. So if you ever want to look those up.
Wasn't for Valentine's Day, but saw Argyle recently, which was good.
Heck yes. So I saw that this weekend. I had it on my calendar because I was like, it came out like February 2nd, right? It's been out for a minute.
Yeah.
And like, I had it on my calendar and I like sort of like kept pushing it back. And I was like, no, like I want to go see this movie because like, it looks super entertaining and I enjoyed like every minute of it. Like it is sort of over the top campy humor, like spy movie. And then it like, man, I don't want to spoil it, but like towards the end, they connect it to something else, connect a lot of things together. And I was like, yes, oh, I can't wait for this. And then it turns out that it's actually going to be part of a trilogy. So I am hyped for like this trilogy. And I think everyone should go see it. It was amazing. I loved every minute of it.
I didn't know they were going to do a trilogy of it. This would be cool because I actually liked it a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it comedy?
Yes.
Oh, it's definitely comedy.
It is 100% comedy.
Action comedy.
Yeah, if you saw Kingsman, it's kind of like that.
Okay, I like the first Kingsman.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to qualify that?
Well, I mean, I didn't hate the other two, but I liked the first Kingsman.
Mm-hmm. I like Kingsman, and then I liked the Kingsman. I think it was the third one.
I stopped at the first one, so I guess I made a good decision.
Well, I mean, they're still fun. Makes you appreciate Don Denver a little bit. Was that the second one? Country Roads?
I think, yeah, that was the second one. I think, yeah. Second one's where they bring in the U.S. crew. But anyway.
Well, it's really sad because I actually do like the character of Madame Web. She's really
I did cool. too. I do. He said did. Do too. It's made
him hater. Apparently this one may not be the one I want
to
see.
She is dead to Philip now.
He saw it. I didn't.
Yeah. I do, too. Do I like Dakota Johnson for the role? No. No, I don't.
I'm not actually familiar with Madame Web. Like, is there like a 30-second synopsis you could fill me in on? Or
she is a blind, paralyzed psychic that helps Spider-Man.
She sees the connections that...
The web.
Which is the web.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So is this... Kind of, sort of, somewhat related to... What's the one with Miles Morales series? The animated series?
Oh, yeah.
In the Spider-Verse.
Right, so, like, where there's, like, a different... Like, it's sort of, like, very multiverse-related. Does Madame Web lean into that? Or is more like the Web of Fate kind of leaning?
It's more like the Web of Fate.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
And how things can change with one small thing.
Gotcha.
But speaking of other universes...
Yeah, 8 out of 10.
Dun, dun, dun.
So yeah, I believe we left off last time with this creature from some other universe, dimension, plane, whatever, exploding out of a body.
Yeah, it was very tentacly, if I do recall.
Yes, it's very large. So before we get into describing that, who remembers what happened last time?
I mean, we just fought things last time.
Yeah, we fought a bunch of penis bugs. Mm-hmm. We killed them all. The Dark Rider was attached to the table, I think.
Yes.
And this new creature popped out of him.
Yeah, he exploded and the thing came out of him. That's sort of what I remember. And then there was still sort of that, I guess, well, I mean, like we're in that room and we can sort of see out to sort of the dark depths of the water outside of this particular room. But then when we look up, we're sort of able to see into some sort of potentially other universe where it's like, there's like some sort of dark planet going around a star. And it's clear that it's like not our planet that we're seeing, but somewhere else.
Yes.
And that's sort of what I remember of like the setting.
Yep. So you're in this dome It's 40-foot high ceiling in here in this dome. That clear glass all around the outside of the dome, letting you see the waters of Lake Incarthen. And then above you, as you said, you do see the celestial bodies up there, but they're not ones that you have ever seen. So it's not your star system that you're used to seeing. And yes, after you defeated the Maigo that were all in here. So while you were fighting the Maigo, you saw the process of the slug spawn and the Dark Rider's brain that eventually burst into the Moit, which was where it had all the tentacles coming out of it, the thing that y'all fought before. And then after a while, that burst and became an even bigger thing.
Creature upon creature.
Yeah.
It's like a Russian nesting doll of horror.
This thing is nasty looking. It's huge in size. It's covered in tentacles and multiple mouths that have like this dripping like acidic goo coming out of it. Just to get an idea of the size, let me look up this.
22 feet tall.
Typical height of a huge creature is between 16 and 32 feet tall.
Ooh, I wasn't off.
Well, you're right in the middle of that. And can weigh anywhere from 2 to 16 tons.
It's a huge bitch.
It is.
So watch your tails, gentlemen, if you have.
Definitely a big ol' bastard. You all saw this, and it's big enough that even from out there in the hallway, you all have a straight line of sight to see it. I need you all to make a sanity check.
No.
Oh, shit.
How sane am I? Well, how sane is Diego? Let's find out.
Do we add anything to it?
Is it Constitution?
It's been so long since
we made the check. Your level plus your wisdom is how many sanity points you have.
Yeah. But that's a will check to do that. It's just a will check.
Yeah. Okay, it's a will save. And 23.
Diego got a 26.
17.
17, 23, 26.
A 24.
24. And a 25 for the last one. So it almost gets to Thwip, but he's able to just shake it off.
Ooh, that's the first time.
Yeah. Right.
Which is good because this one would have done 2d6 points of sanity damage.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That would have that would have been real bad.
Remind me, what happens when you go insane?
Don't mind if I do.
There's an insanity chart that I roll on to figure out what your affliction is.
You could think that everyone is out to get you.
Whoa! You could. There's lots of stuff on that chart.
You could think that the Democratic Party is using Taylor Swift to influence voters.
to be a CIA operative who eats babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has been going on for 4 years now. 5 years now. 5 years now.
Yeah.
Oh, the insanity.
Clearly the insanity.
But with that, you do shake all this off. You know you're in a fight. I did save our initiative checks from last time, so we'll stay in the same initiative order.
Good, because I don't remember that.
Yep.
How many minutes would you say have passed since we started fighting?
If you're asking like for haste,
yeah,
I'd say it's still active because it's good for 80 rounds.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Or 80 minutes or whatever. Yeah. Yes. The way you said it is correct.
So, yeah. And you didn't use anywhere near that many last time. So, yeah, you are all still hasted.
I'm fast as fuck, boy.
And I believe we left last time. Looks like it is Diego's turn.
Okay. First off, Diego is going to look at this creature and try to recall if there's anything that he could remember about anything like this. Probably not, but is there like a knowledge something that I could use?
This would be knowledge dungeoneering.
I have one in that. Yes, this is possible.
You can roll.
All right, let's see what Diego does. Oh, this is not good. 5.
You know nothing.
All right, so Diego, not knowing anything, does what Diego does best. Friends, we must stop this. And he runs forward towards the creature.
I mean, he has enough room to get there. Is he going to punch it?
Tackle it?
I only have one punch.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Hold on. Let me see. How much ki do I have left? I have ki. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and use a attempt a stunning fist.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be a 32. So I think it's
32 would hit.
I'm going to need a... I think it's a fortitude save. And a stunning fist.
Okay. It's a 33.
I think that is saves, because there's no way that I can get up that high. So, all right. We'll do the damage.
All right.
He is not stunned. So that is 9 points of bludgeoning damage.
Give me a perception check.
Perception is 14.
14? It doesn't look like any of that damage went through.
Well, crapola. Diego turns to his friends and says, "This, my friends, is going to be difficult." And now, are my fists still lawful?
It depends on how long that lasts.
It lasts... It actually doesn't say that there is a reduction. It just says, at 10th level, my unarmed attacks are treated as lawful weapons for the purpose of overcoming damage reduction.
Yep. So as long as you retain a key pool point, then all of your attacks are still counted as lawful.
Okay. Well, I did that, so that apparently is not it. So, bummer! Just for the heck of it, we're going to try throwing a shuriken at him for my hasted action. See if that is any different. That would be a 21.
21 would miss.
Okay.
I'm sorry. He's like a 30-foot tall, 30-foot wide thing at point-blank range, and John, you just missed? Oh, my God.
Diego is not accustomed to having a good solid blow to zero.
Yeah.
Unnerved.
And you actually punched him. That's how close you are. Like, you successfully punched him, and you missed a shuriken.
Oh no!
This just not...
Maybe it didn't miss. It just kind of glanced off.
There you go. Something. Yeah, yeah. It just it somehow deflected off.
Hit it with the flat side.
Went after one of the waving
the flat side.
the waving tentacles just kind of went right in between them.
There you go. All right.
I'm assuming that's it from Diego.
That is all Diego can do at this point.
All right, Grubert.
Okay, so he sees Diego turn around and tells us that it's going to be tough. So he really is scared and is thinking about running away. I don't have much spells left. I will also roll the Dungeoneering to see if I can get through on him too. See what kind of damage he does and stuff. Okay. 22.
All right. So you would know that this is basically the child of an elder god. With its tentacles, it will have multiple attacks. Can also constrict you. It does have damage reduction, but you didn't quite roll high enough to tell you what it was. I will give you its immunities, though. It's immune to acid, electricity, fire, and poison.
Can I tell what kind of damage, if any, it does?
Looks like, with it being tentacles, that it's going to be like bludgeoning damage.
Okay, so nothing like electricity or fire. I don't see any of that on his stuff.
No, the one thing you do see is there's something like green dripping out of his mouth, but you don't know if it's acid or what, but it's something green coming out of his mouth.
Got it. Okay.
It's four local.
Maybe you better run for real.
Okay, then.
So that means this thing's name's Kevin and it punches holes in walls.
Kyle,
there we go. It's Kyle.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to cast Protection from Energy Communal on the two people beside me and name Acid.
All right. So Jenny and Porkchop have Protection from Energy Acid.
Yep. And it seems that you basically have with acid damage, you have a 120-point shield from acid damage.
Heck yeah.
So yeah, basically count that as a separate health pool. And if any acid damage is dealt to you, it ticks off of that first before it goes to your hit points.
You said 120?
120, yeah.
Is that they each get 120, or is it shared between them?
Well, I was going to ask you that too, because it says, you know, communal says once a spell absorbs 12 damage of energy per caster level, which would be 120 at this point, for a subject, the spell effects ends for that subject. So I would think they would get individual.
Okay.
The way it reads, that's what I was thinking, but you can fact check that if you want to. I wasn't sure.
Let me look at it just to make sure. I want to make sure we're doing it right.
Yep, this is the first time I've cast it, so better get it right the first time.
Okay, so it does read like it's individual. The only difference is that the duration is split between them. So instead of being 10 minutes per level, it's essentially 5 minutes per level for each person.
Okay.
So for 5 minutes, I have 120 points of acid damage I can spend.
Yeah, at least that's how it reads to me. If that's not how it's supposed to be, then listeners, please let us know. Because it's poorly written.
That's true. It is kind of complicated.
Yeah. All right. So, Porkchop Jenny, you've got protection from acid. Anything else from Grubert?
I don't really want to go in there yet, so I'll just stay back.
All righty. Then that'll bring us to Jenny.
Okay. So, we've learned its immunities. Is there anything else we can learn?
There is more to learn.
He said we don't know the reductions. Yeah.
There is more to learn. All right. Well, then, I'm going to roll my...
Did you have to roll higher than a 22?
I did not. I rolled a 16.
Well, darn.
Jenny is going to cast on herself, because she can't cast it on anybody else. It's a personal spell. Mirror image.
How many Jennies do we get?
I get 1d4 images plus 1 per 3 caster levels. So there's 2.
At least 7.
3, 6. Do I add the plus 1 on both the dies or overall?
I believe it's overall.
Then 7.
7. So 7 copies plus you or 6 copies plus you?
1d4 images plus 1 is what it says. So 7, it reads to me like it's 7 images and then me.
Okay. So there's currently 8 Jennies.
I will go ahead and go in there, but I'm still standing behind Diego. I'm not going to run up on it because I can't hit it yet.
All right. So all 8 Jennies take off running and stand behind Diego.
Like a wall of Jennies.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I built all that right. wall.
Then that'll bring us to Thwip.
All right. So I think Thwip is... He sees this thing, and for a second he has to compose himself, because he's just... It's like, oh boy. It's like, this is disgusting. So he's going to try to move over... Let's see, over to his right a little bit and up. And I think that's where he's going to wind up. He's going to be with the face to foot with this monster. And, because if I try to move to flank it right now, it'll have an attack of opportunity, right?
There's no way for me going through there.
Like, I can't go through any of these other squares and not provoke it, right?
Right, because, I mean, that one that you were just in, is that one's a full wall.
Yeah, that's what I figure. Okay, so that's as far as I can go right now. So then I will get my attack on this thing with this scimitar, even though I don't know that that's really going to do a whole lot of good. It feels kind of... He looks at the scimitar in his hand, he's like, not sure what this is going to do, but fuck it.
Splinters.
Yeah. So that is a critical threat, not a natural 20, though.
What's the total, just to make sure?
38.
Okay, that's a hit.
Good hit.
Roll to confirm.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, that may not do it, though. That is a 24.
That is not confirm, but it is still a hit.
Alright. Oh, I'm sorry. 27, not 24.
Still doesn't confirm.
Okay. Still a hit, though, so... He's going to slash at it for, hopefully, 20 points of damage.
20 points of damage. Looks like that went through.
Oh, okay.
What? Interesting.
And then I think
does Diego notice any of this?
I mean, you're right there. Do you see through the waves of tentacles?
His perception was a 24.
Then yeah, you'd see.
He's going to have to claw his way out of this.
So that's all you can do right now. So there we go.
All right. Then it is its turn. So Thwip just did some damage to it. So it's going to attack Thwip.
Oh, no.
That's what I figured.
And it's got four tentacles heading your way.
Oh, okay.
Better bring out that handkerchief.
Man. For real.
First tentacle. It's a 34.
That's going to be a hit.
For 13 points of damage.
Okay.
Second tentacle. Uh-oh, natural one.
Oh.
But a 35 to confirm, so not a fumble, just okay. A miss. All
right.
Third tentacle. Oh, out of the box. 35.
Okay, that's going to be a hit.
For 15 points of damage. And the last tentacle. Oh, that one may not. It's only a 24.
Okay, that's going to miss.
All right. So you get two hits and two misses. And it's going to take a 5-foot slither back.
Ugh. I thought it had, like, cloven hooves or something, no?
It does, but tentacles, and it's weird. So, like, the little description of it here, it says, it's a lumbering bulk of tree-like monster that lurches out of the mist. Its branches, tentacles, its roots ending in hooves, and its trunk decorated with numerous drooling maws.
I would think fire would work well.
Yeah, this. Like a tree. Come on. All right.
But it's not from this world.
That's true.
Okay, well, I feel like alien trees would also catch fire, but okay.
Well, maybe their world's fire.
Yeah.
But that will bring us to Porkchop.
All right. Let's see. Okay. All right. So Porkchop is currently hanging out in this hallway just outside. Oh, actually, sorry. I remember what I was planning. The Porkchop is going to use guidance on himself. It says, this spell imbues the subject with a touch of divine guidance, gets a +1 competence bonus on a single attack roll, a saving throw, or skill check. So I'm going to use that, or Porkchop's going to use that on himself, and then is going to use the dungeoneering knowledge check on this thing.
All right.
To see what else we can glean from this. I'm actually just going to roll in here. So roll 1d20 plus my bonus plus the 1. 19. Gosh darn. All right.
Still not quite enough to figure out the damage reduction.
All right. Porkchop leading the way and continuing to not provide the assistance. All right. Let's see. In that case... sorry, how much damage did Thwip just take? I remember it being like 13 and something else.
31, I believe.
A total of 31. Okay.
Could have done so much more if I'd hit all four times.
Yeah. So, Porkchop is going to move into, like, just beyond where that barrier is, or was, and is going to call out to Thwip, like, you're getting your ass beat. Like, maybe you should come back this way. And while he's there, he's also going to cast Guidance on Jenny to give her +1 on whatever next thing she needs to do.
On the wall of Jenny's.
You can only cast Guidance once per round.
Just kidding. Jenny, I'll get you next time. In that case, we're just going to sort of maintain this position in the hopes that Thwip comes back and I can sort of heal from the back lines.
Alrighty. Back to Diego.
Well, Diego has seen what is going on, so he is going to pull out the dagger. He has a masterwork dagger, and he is going to use that.
All right.
And he takes, I guess that's a 5-foot step?
Close enough.
And he is going to use the dagger. That is a 19. Well, it's a critical 19. Critical threat. Plus 13, so 20, 32?
32 would hit. A roll to confirm.
That is not. That is going to be a total of 19.
So just a hit, not a critical.
Okay. And totally different die for this damage. Oh, well, that's good. At least that worked out. 9 damage.
9 points of damage.
I'm going to do a perception roll to see if that actually did anything.
Okay.
That would be a 19.
19? Perception. Did you use it for piercing or for slashing?
Piercing.
Then it did not do anything.
Okay. Then Diego yells to his friends, piercing does not work, slashing it is! And he, for his hasted attack, is going to use the slash.
This will be fun with a dagger. 18 to 13 is 20, 31.
31 hits.
Four.
I'm rolling a d4 on that one, by the way. That's why it's different. Oh, got another 4. All right, so 9 more points of slashing damage.
That does go through.
Yes, my friends, that is the ticket. And that's all he can do, because, well, he doesn't have a flurry of knives.
Aw, why not?
That's like just 21st
level.
Yeah.
But you have figured out what will bypass the damage reduction.
Yes. So somebody needs to be effective. It's not me.
All right. That'll bring us to Grubert.
Okay. So Grubert sees that Thwip kind of got thrashed and, you know, this thing's huge. So he is going to turn into a dire tiger.
Dire tiger.
Like where this is going?
Diego's kind of jealous.
Diego sees me walk in. He's like, oh, what's up? What's up? How you doing? All right.
How large is this dire tiger?
That's a great question. Let's see. He is a huge animal. So is that the same size as Diego?
I think it's bigger.
Huge is the same size as the creature. Large is the same.
Yeah, you're actually bigger than Diego.
Okay. So is that too big to turn into, to get into here?
I'll let you do it because there would be space in the room.
So run in and then do it?
You wouldn't really be able to... Well, yeah, you could run in and then do it kind of down in this lower southwest corner of the room. Because if you change now, you could probably fit through the corridor, but you'd be squeezing and be moving at like quarter speed.
Got it. And I'd be squishing my compatriots as well.
Yes.
Since they're huddled at the door. Okay, perfect. So... in that case, I have to move just my 30 feet instead of the 60 that the dire tiger gets. 15, 20, 25, 30. So I'll make it into that corner right here, and then I will turn into the dire tiger.
Okay.
Diego is now jealous. Very good, my friend. Very good.
Porkchop's just like, you've been able to do this whole time? What the fuck?
He just didn't want to flex, if you know what I mean.
didn't want to make feel good. Diego jealous.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. Diego's frail, you know, with that. So, with that move, turn into a dire tiger. Is that a standard action to do so?
I'm not sure how your wild shape works.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering that, because if not, I can attack.
Mine is a spell. It's a polymorph.
Changing form to an animal and then changing form back is also a standard action.
Perfect. Okay.
It does not provoke an attack of opportunity.
Okay. So in this case, can I just do my hasted attack then?
Yes.
So okay. For my hasted attack then, I guess I will try to bite it.
Okay.
See what it tastes like. Okay. The first attack is a 11. And the second one's a 9. So, you know, I'm just getting used to this body, so apparently I don't know how to use it yet.
Right. It's not your usual form.
Right. Okay. Well, I tried, so at least I'll hopefully get it next time.
And you are a lot bigger now, so I mean, there's that.
I'm a large target, so hopefully it'll go after me instead of Thwip.
It's possible. Well, then now that you have a gigantic dire tiger in here, it's Jenny's turn.
Can I hold my action till after the monster?
Yes.
Then that's what I'll do.
All right. So delaying until after the monster. Thwip.
All right. His little buddy Porkchop said to get a little closer for a heal. He can't get too much closer because he doesn't want to, like, just leave everybody hanging. And now he's feeling a little confident now that Grubert's also got his back. So he's going to take a 5-foot step to his left caddy corner. So he'll be with the monster and kind of with Diego and Grubert, hoping that gets him close enough. and then take another. He's going to take some swings at this thing. So his first swing... Oh, that's going to be a 27.
27 misses.
That's what I thought. Ugh. Second one, oh, that's even worse. That's going to be just a flat 20.
That would miss.
And then I get a hasted attack, right, still, since I only took the 5-foot step?
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect, perfect. Ugh, well, at least it wasn't a 1. That is a 21. So that's...
21 would miss.
All right, that's not great.
I guess you're a little shaken up by being slapped by a couple of tentacles.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
All right, so it is the creature's turn. He's got 3 targets to go for. Let's see.
He's got small, medium, and large.
He does.
That's true.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to roll a d4. If it's a 1, it's Thwip. 2 is Grubert. 3 is Diego. And 4, he splits the attack. It's a 4, so he's going to split the attack.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. So, Grubert is big in front of him, but he hasn't done any damage to him yet. So he's going to split this between Thwip and Diego. So, first one against Thwip. That is a 25. And the second one is a 30 against Thwip.
The second one hits, but the first one, no.
Okay. So that would be... 17 points of damage, and he sees you trying to run away, so he's going to try to grapple you.
Some unknown language is going to come out.
We'll come back.
Get over.
That is a 32 against your CMD.
That is a grapple.
All right, so he wraps you up in one of his tentacles, and he's going to constrict.
Uh-oh. Like now or maybe later?
Now. So that's another 11 points of damage on the constrict.
Porkchop is like in the background, just like raging, being like, this is exactly why I told you to not go forward.
Alright, okay. So Thwip is grappled and being squeezed to death, basically. And then the other two attacks are going to Diego. First attack has a 31.
31 is a miss. Diego dodges. That right. Tentacle.
And the second tentacle. Well, that's going to miss. That's like my 5th, 6th that I rolled in that whole thing.
Yay! That was close, by the way.
All right, so that one misses. Okay, so that is its turn. Jenny, it's now where you want to take your attack? Your
I do. Action? I'm going to take a 5-foot step, and I'm going to chunk a Tanglefoot bag at this thing.
All right.
So it's a ranged touch attack.
Mm-hmm.
A ranged touch attack is like, touch me from far away.
Kind of. So it, I always forget with these ranged touch attacks or these throwing attacks. It's what I roll.
It's your d20 plus your base attack bonus plus your dex.
4 and then my dex. 26 for ranged touch.
26 would hit touch.
All right. So I know this monster is going to break this little Tanglefoot bag real, real simple. But the reason I did that was because it gives it a minus on its attacks.
Heck yeah.
That's what's needed.
Trip that shit up.
What it is, yeah. So an entangled creature takes a -2 penalty on attack rolls and a -4 penalty to dexterity. So
and -2 on attack rolls, -4 to dex, which would actually lower his AC by 2.
Oh my god, yes.
Nice.
We all have a chance before it has to break this little, or get out of the Tanglefoot bag. Let's take advantage. So let's take advantage.
All right. Anything else from Jenny?
No, that is it.
All
right. All I can do.
Porkchop.
All right. Let's see. Sorry, on roll 20, you can see sort of where I'm aiming to go, which is sort of like in the south part of the room behind a whip. That's a safe maneuver that I can actually make, or that Porkchop can make.
You would assume so.
Uh-oh.
If I could get other players input on this real quick.
I think being that I'm grappled, maybe making it dangerous for you? I don't know.
You'll be fine.
I'll give you this little tidbit. Larger creatures like this usually have reach, which means that their threatened squares that would trigger these attacks of opportunities are more than just the area around them.
Gotcha. Okay. Porkchop is... Yeah, Porkchop's going to go for it. Yeah, so Porkchop navigates to the square just south of Thwip, just east of Rupert, and will then go ahead and use the Wand of Cure Serious Wounds, and is going to use that on Thwip. It's going to roll 3d8 plus my caster level, 10. Okay, so 21 points back to you, Thwip.
Alright.
And then Porkchop is also going to use Guidance again on Thwip. So that gives you a plus one on just like skill checks, attacks, things like that. And I think it's saving throws.
Maybe a grapple check?
I'm hoping I can get you a plus one out of there. It does say, okay, so it says plus one confidence bonus to a single attack roll, saving throw, or skill check. You have to declare that you're going to use the plus one before making the roll. But I'm right behind grapple. You, so I can just keep casting guidance on you to try and assist out.
Oh, nice.
Grapple checks are considered attack rolls, so it fits in there.
Wheel.
So let's see, that was a move. I used the wand and then spell. Okay, yeah, that'll be it.
Okay.
Actually, can Porkchop, like, does he have to do a perception check to see if the creature is bleeding or not? I feel like having seen some slashes going on, I feel like it would be pretty self-evident if Porkchop saw the creature bleeding. No.
Yeah, you'd be able to see it if it was bleeding. It's taken some damage, but not a lot.
So in terms of blood, is that he does see blood?
Yes. Blood-ish. It's not red, but it's leaking something.
Hmm. Okay. That answers nothing. Thank you. Yeah, that'll be Porkchop's turn.
Okay. All right. Then that will bring us to Diego.
Okay, so Diego is realizing that only thing that is working is slashing. So he will continue to slash with the Masterwork dagger. Hey, nat 20.
Roll to confirm.
Nat 1. Sometimes it's
so good.
Yeah. Not a confirm, but it is a hit. And since it was a nat 20, you do get exploding dice.
Oh, nice.
Exploding dice being I get 2.
No, if you, whatever the die, like if it's a d4, if you roll a 4 on the die, you get to keep rolling until you don't roll a 4 again. And just add all that together.
2. So that's 6 and 5 is 11 points of slashing damage.
11 points of slashing.
And now his hasted attack, which is lovely at a 25.
25 would miss.
Well, at least we're getting closer.
You've done some damage. All right, anything else from Diego?
That is all he can do at this point.
All right. Before we move on, I need everybody to give me a perception check.
26 from Diego.
26.
23.
27 from Gruber.
Okay.
20 from Porkchop.
20.
As I'm being grappled, I guess I see something pretty closely. I'm a 30.
Nope. Yeah, definitely. All right. So all of you, as you're in this room, you can see through the dome's windows into the lake. You see these monstrous writhing tentacles and bizarre hoofed appendages begin to appear in the lake outside. You've heard stories while you're here in town of the Watcher in the Bay, and it looks like it's actually manifesting here. So it looks like what this creature is, but much, much bigger. And leads you to believe that there's probably a rift in reality that's allowing this thing to try to step through.
That's not good news.
No.
Not at all.
I wish I didn't perceive that.
Yeah. Can I perceive something else?
On top of that, give me a wisdom check, those of you who would like to.
Oh, that's not good.
14.
14.
12.
24.
8.
8.
16.
16. So, in seeing all of this, Porkchop, To you, it's obvious that this manifestation of this creature through the rift is directly tied to this creature in front of you, and that perhaps defeating it will close that rift.
So is this his mama?
Basically.
Yeah. His little baby.
Let's kill this little baby.
Yeah, Pork Chop Relay is like, oh, guys, like, we really need to kill this thing. Like, that is coming real quick towards us if we don't get this done.
And that'll bring us to Grubert.
Okay. So I see that he has Thwip grappled. So I would like to try to grapple him while he's grappling him.
Grapple on a grapple on a grapple?
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
37 to grapple.
That is a successful grapple.
Yes, Pork Chop Cheers is like, how's it feel to be grappled, bitch? Like,
it flips in between. He's like,
perfect.
Oh, yeah.
So since I have him grappled now, can I rake him?
Yes, because he is grappled, you can.
Perfect. Grappling, is that a standard action so that I can just do one rake action or for my hasted?
So with the rake, I believe it works like Constrict does, where it automatically triggers once you're grappling something.
Meaning that I can do two attacks or four attacks?
You could do, two for the rake?
Yeah, at a time, yeah.
Yeah, so you could do the two on that.
Okay.
You don't get double just for hasting or anything. It's just a special attack on top of your other attacks.
Okay, perfect. All right, so then we will attempt to rake. Okay, that's a 27. Again, I think that misses, right? Or since he's grappled.
27 hits because he's grappled.
Yes. And he's tangled.
Ooh.
All right.
And tangled, yeah. His little feetsies.
All right. So 3, 4, 5. So 8 damage, slashing damage.
Okay.
And then the second one, that's only a 15.
15 would miss.
So, did a little bit of damage and grappled him.
All right. So, you see this dire tiger basically leap and pounce on top of this thing, slashing at it, kicking Thwip in the head a few times in the process.
I'm sorry, I'm not used to being this big. My bad.
Just basically sits down right on top of him. All right. And that brings us to Thwip.
He's just going to probably enjoy this. He's going to sit back and feel the embrace of both of these bodies pressing up against him. He's going to try to, you know, break out of this.
All right.
So that is going to be let's see what we got here. It's an acrobatics check, right?
It's a escape artist or a CMB check.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm not sure if acrobatics can be used for that.
Okay. So escape artist. Or CMB check. Oh, CMB will probably be a little better for me. Oh, okay. 24?
Not quite enough.
Oh, so he struggles a little bit and then has to relax because it's getting a little tired.
All right. Whip still trapped. That'll bring us to the creature's turn. There's a giant dire tiger on top of him. So he's going to try to break free of that grapple. It's a 40.
Against my
CMD.
Yep, that breaks.
Okay. So he's able to break free from Grubert's grapple, and in the process, he lets go of Thwip.
Oh.
That's his standard action. Jenny.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and start attacking. So I'm going to walk up over to just north of Diego and start slashing with my sword. Whew, that's not gonna do anything with a 21.
That would miss.
But would a natural 20 do anything?
It would. Roll to confirm.
Rolling to confirm. Oh, that's not going to do it, I don't think. 26?
That would not.
Okay.
But all right. You do get exploding dice.
Cool. So that is 1d8 plus 5. 1d8. 12. points of slashing damage. Second attack. That's not good. 23.
23 misses.
His AC's lowered still, right?
It is lowered, yes.
Dang. Natural 20 again.
Roll to confirm.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. 14 to confirm.
Not confirmed, but exploding dice again.
All right, let's see what you got. Nope, 12 again.
12 again.
Last one. No, that's not going to do it with a 7.
Definitely not. And you attack the wall behind you.
Oh, wait, no, that's not a 7. That's a 12.
Still not.
Yeah. My hasted attack would have been a 7, but I'm not taking my hasted attack.
Gotcha. All right, anything else from Jenny?
Nope, that's it.
From the group of Jennies.
Yes.
Pork chop.
The Council of Jennies has ended their turn.
The Council of Jennies. Okay, so Pork Chop is going to use the wand again on Flip.
Ooh, okay, thank you.
So 23 back to you. 42 charges left. And then Pork Chop is going to cast Guidance on Grubert this time. So Grubert, you get a plus one. You have to declare a plus one to your next action.
Thank you.
And Pork Chop is going to take a 5-foot step south just to try and gain some, you know, hopefully get out of the reach of, or the potential reach of this creature.
All right.
And that'll be it.
Diego.
Okay. So Diego's just going to continue his slashing attack and saying, we must defeat this creature. Well, that is not going to do it. With a 18.
Nope, that would not do it.
So his hasted attack is still an 18. Nothing.
Bomber.
Yeah. Nugget. Hopefully someone will do better.
All right, Grubert.
Okay, we're about to mount up again. We're going to try for another grapple.
Regulators.
Mount up.
Mount up.
Mount him up.
All right. Does a 34 grapple you?
It does not.
Oh, interesting.
All right. Anything else from Grubert?
I think that's it for right now.
All right. Flip, you're not grappled anymore.
He's not. So he's ready to get a little vengeance on this thing. So he's going to strike out at it. And first hit is a 24.
24 misses.
All right. So slash again. Undeterred so far. Maybe he should start getting deterred, though, because that is a 25.
25 misses.
And then his last one is, of course, a 1.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Roll to confirm.
Let's see. Hopefully that does not confirm. That is a 32.
Does not confirm, so just a miss.
Okay, thank God. All right, so Flip's not having a good time. This is bad times.
Yep. All right. As the creature's turn, he's going to repay the favor on Grubert, because Grubert keeps trying to pounce on top of him.
Come on, big boy.
So, first tentacle is a critical threat.
Of course it is.
A 39.
Yeah.
Does a 27 confirm?
Yep.
All right, so you got a critical from a tentacle. It's a natural weapon. Bludgeoning. All right. It's going to be double damage and provoke another attack from it. So you get you'll get a fifth attack from it.
Jesus.
So let's do damage for that. So that's 30 points of damage.
Okay.
All right. Second attack. That's a 27.
That's a hit.
Or 11 points of damage.
Okay.
Third attack. Say 33.
That's a hit.
For 16 points of damage.
Okay. Are you okay, Grubert?
Fourth attack. It's another 33.
That's a hit.
For 12 points of damage.
All right, and Grubert is dead.
No.
Or like dead or just unconscious?
Well, I do have...
Now you have Orc Ferocity, don't you?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at, yeah. If you're brought below 0 HP, you can act as though you're disabled for one round.
The downside is that may be a bad thing for you in this case. All right, so you had Orc Ferocity, which is keeping you standing, right?
That's correct. It puts me at 0, so I'm just disabled.
All right. That's almost worse for you, because that means he's going to attack again. If you'd fallen, then you would have stopped attacking.
That's right. Then that critical hit would have went to somebody else.
Play dead.
Can he still play dead?
It's late. That's a 24 to hit.
That's a hit.
All right. Let's see how this goes. That's 15 points of damage.
Wow. So my constitution is only 14, and you did 15 damage, so I think that means Grubert is dead.
Oh, no.
That does mean that Grubert is permanently dead.
What the fuck? This dude just like...
Jesus. Look at Gary smiling. Yeah.
Oh no.
Get that grin off your face.
So wait, you make us do it. So, Gary, how do you want to do this?
Oh. How do you kill him?
Oh, wow.
Oh no.
With the last blow, this creature reaches out with a tentacle, wraps it around Grubert and pulls it in and just takes a bite out of his head.
Oh my god. Oh, he bit his head off? What the fuck, man? I just thought he was just gonna close his eyes gently and go to sleep.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's not how this works.
In his defense, I did try to like bite him earlier, so it makes sense.
Oh my god.
But I guess that means that you guys have to look after Havoc now, too.
Havoc?
Yes.
Oh, because he's waiting for me to come back to shore.
This is like the episode of Futurama where the dog is.
Oh, that's so sad. I don't care about killing Grubert, but I feel bad about Havoc now.
So when a druid dies in wild, do they stay in wild shape?
I would imagine he'd probably change back. Because the spell would eventually end, or the
effect of the spell wears off.
Yeah. Because he certainly can't concentrate on it anymore.
True. Sorry, guys. I thought that was a good idea to try to get big and fight this thing, but apparently not.
I mean,
I thought so too.
Who I thought could it was have good. Seen, what was that? 84, 86 points of damage? Like, who could have seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't take that. Diego can't take that much, so no.
Well, maybe you'll get lucky. We'll all party wipe.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
Then we can start a new game.
No, I got Dimension Door. I'm going to take somebody with me. I'm going to peace out back to that ship.
The monster.
Just regroup. Leave this whole part of the world to, you know, fend with this creature.
Yeah, you know what? Solve your own problems. What are we doing here? Oh, my God.
I'm going to regroup and then find a whole new party and then come back.
But he did say this was a portal, so by the time you come back, there's going to be like 500 of them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then no, I'm not coming back. Me and the Triceratops and the Woolly Mammoth are going to go live in Dinosaur Land.
So I'm keeping up with my... Well, I've already killed characters in this book, so maybe just increases the amount of characters I kill per book.
Yeah, your average is going up.
Mm-hmm.
And you've killed me twice.
I have.
In this book.
I've killed Philip's character, what, 3 times or just twice?
I'm on my third character, yeah.
Yeah, third, yeah.
All right, well, I'll get working.
Get a fighter with a longsword. Come find us.
Diego's going to have to step up his game to try and get us out of this. So, yikes!
Yep.
Good luck.
Flip,
we got a slash.
Yeah. This is not ideal.
This is the one where I wish that my cat claws would actually were slashing weapons, but they don't actually have a stat for it.
There's no stat
there should be, right?
There's no stat for the slashing claws.
Huh. I'll look it up, see if I can find something. But in the meantime, you've all just watched Grubert get his head bitten off by this thing. He falls. And it'll be Jenny's turn next time.
Okay. Warming up that dimension.
Yeah. Jenny bugging out.